explains why right now people are finding it very hard to get a GP appointment. There is no requirement on general practitioners to give people an appointment within 2 days, and consequently, many are not. And people are having to try and find walk-in centres or go to A&E. The answer to the problem is have GP access when people need it, late opening of GPs, which is something we also had, and to have alternatives like walk-in centres in every community.
All right, so May the 6th, 2015, your Chancellor of the Exchequer, Ed Balls, as Health Secretary. What would Ed Balls do on the first day? Sorry, I was just promoting you, so we can completely flummoxed.
But what he would do is, as we've always done, protect the NHS, because that's always a Labour priority, but we would invest in alternatives to A&E because it makes sense with the money. It does not make sense to have people going to more expensive A&E appointments, tying up doctors in A&E. Does not make financial
sense.
Isn't
part of the problem, though, it's not just about A&E. People understand what A&E is for. I mean, the clue is in the title. But they don't seem to know about walk-in centres. They don't seem to know about minor injuries units. They don't trust the 111 service. Mm. Isn't it partly... I mean, if you said to me, well, what would you do? If you didn't have an A&E type sort of complaint, where would you go? Yeah. Where you live in Tunbridge Wells? I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest.
Well, I think, as Anne said and what you just said, it's a very valid point. And let's remember, Ian, another thing. We had a very trusted service before the last election called NHS Direct. And that was there to give people good advice about what to do in out-of-hours times. You know, when people needed access to services when outside of normal opening hours, that's what they were there for. And they, again, were scrapped by this government. And, you know, that has risen, given rise to the confusion you now describe.
So, Tim Montgomery, it's all the coalition's fault.
Well, look, I agree with Andy on some of the things he said. We both agreed that the NHS reorganisation undertaken by the coalition was wrong and an unnecessary distraction. I agree with what he says about NHS Direct.